Hello, and welcome to another USF football preview here on Radio St. Pete. I'm Kevin Erlinson.
I'm Will Polson.
And I'm Mike Ferguson.
And we're from Bulls Radio, the student-run radio station at the University of South Florida's Tampa campus, covering all USF athletics. The Bulls, quite frankly, all of us here, enjoyed a bye week last week and returned to action this Saturday, September 28th, against undefeated SMU in the opening game of American Athletic Conference play this season. For the Bulls, we can honestly say this is the start of a new season. They're 1-2 right now, didn't go well to start this year, but you can kind of treat that as a preseason going forward.
Oh, of course. Everything comes really big whenever it starts into conference play, and USF is going to start their conference play here against SMU, as you mentioned. No matter how the start of the season goes, if they can kick it up in conference play, they still have a shot at the conference championship. So we'll definitely see how good of a start they get off going against a really tough opponent in SMU.
And SMU, as you mentioned, very tough. They are undefeated 4-0 coming off of an upset over number 25 TCU in the Iron Skillet game last weekend. They won 41-38. They are third team out right now in the AP poll, receiving votes just behind Oklahoma State and Wake Forest. I imagine if they win this weekend, they're going to be ranked come next Monday. So a very tough test, Mike.
You're absolutely right, Kevin. What's so interesting about this SMU team is that this is not the SMU team from the years in the past. Whenever you'd be a fan of USF listening, you'd think SMU and you'd think, oh, we've got this in the back. But no, this is an SMU team averaging 43.5 points a game, only allowing 28 points per game. I mean, this team knows how to run the ball, throw the ball. I mean, they've got it all on offense.
And by the way, they've put up scores of 37, 49, 47, and 41 this year. 41 coming against TCU, and that 37 coming on opening week against Arkansas State, a Power 5 opponent. They are top 20 in scoring offense this year. They are top 20 in total offense in the country, I should add. And they are top 20 in third down percentage. They are led by two studs on offense, and we start with their quarterback, Shane.
Well, really, he's thrown, let's look at his stats right now. He's got, on average, almost 1,200 for the year so far. He's thrown 7 TDs, 4 interceptions. Those stats looking pretty okay so far, and the running game has looked absolutely phenomenal. 73 carries, 370 yards, 8 touchdowns. Again, weapons on offense. The USF defense will have to learn how to stop the run game and stop the explosive plays.
Shane Bichel, I don't know why I stuttered there, but on the flip side for this offense, Xavier Jones, the Bulls already went up against a great running back in Jonathan Taylor against Wisconsin. Now they're going up against a guy who's averaging 92 yards per game, averaging 5.1 yards per carry, and he's got 8 touchdowns on the ground in 4 games. It's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Those are staggering numbers. And if you're going into this game, USF defense is going to be aware that that's going to be the person that they're going to have to watch out for. It's the same situation with Wisconsin. Whenever USF was going into the game, they knew Jonathan Taylor was going to be a factor. They knew that they had to look his way. And even then, he still got over 180 yards. So, I mean, we'll have to see where it goes for USF, but it's definitely going to be the biggest priority for USF's defense to contain that running game for SMU.
And this is a defense who has been pretty impressive this year, Wisconsin game aside, and even then you could argue they had a pretty decent game all things considered. They're coming off a program record game against South Carolina State in which they amassed 8 turnovers in the game, and the offense, by the way, didn't give up a single turnover, so that was a plus 8 turnover margin. That is just incredible. On the flip side for SMU, their defense has been pretty good, especially at the line. They've got 15 sacks on the air, 28 tackles for loss. That is scary for a USF running game that really hasn't gotten going this year.
And what's so interesting that you mentioned that, Kevin, is that Jordan McLeod actually leads this USF team in rushing yards. He has 85 yards on the season for 19 carries and 2 touchdowns. And that's something you don't want. Obviously, Kerwin Bell was brought in to help this offense. And when he was at Valdosta State, they were averaging almost, 52 points a game. So what's happened is many fans question, so we'll see what happens on Saturday.
Folks, for those of you who don't know, McLeod is coming in as the starting quarterback for the first time in week 3. That means that backup quarterback is leading this team in rushing yards. A man who hasn't even probably played a combined total of 2 full games is leading this team in rushing yards. If that doesn't tell you what's going on with this USF run game, I don't know what will.
And we'll get to Jordan McLeod in a second, who Coach Charlie Strong in his press conference this week did say that McLeod is the starter going forward. We'll get to that in just a second. But this USF rushing offense traditionally has been so good. You've got a guy in the NFL right now, Marlon Mack for the Indianapolis Colts, lighting it up for them, especially good on my fantasy team, by the way. But you have Quentin Flowers, who was such an effective rusher. You got Jordan Cronkite last year, who was such an effective rusher. And they just can't get anything going this year. Does that come down to the line? Does that come down to play calls? Or is the talent just not what we thought it was?
I'm not sure what really the difference is coming into this, because a lot of the offensive pieces are still the same, especially on the offensive line. If I'm not mistaken, out of the five offensive line, like, none of them have left. It's the same exact offensive line from last season, and it's the same running back. It's the same, well, now it's a different quarterback, but it was the same quarterback handing it off to him to start. So I'm not sure what's going on with Cronkite. I don't know what's going on with the running game as a whole, but something's got to give eventually. You'd like to hope, at least. Come on. I mean, seriously.
And what's also interesting about that is, remember last year when Johnny Ford would back him up, they were both the yin and the yang. They both were able, as much as many USF fans would make fun of Sterling Gilbert's run game up the middle, they still knew how to move the ball, even if it was, you know, for those two halfback draws up the middle, and then they would have that one explosive 75-yard rush. Now, it's almost non-existent.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Blake Barnett still has the longest rush out of everybody with like a 45-yard run. I mean, that's crazy.
I think that is true. You know, you look back to last year where Johnny Ford had that game against Houston where he had the one play where he literally ran backwards and then 25 yards up the line for a touchdown. We just haven't seen that sort of play from this USF offense. And Coach Strong has talked about it. For this offense to get going, they need to establish the run. And they haven't yet, and it's going to be a tough task to do this weekend. But the bright side for this offense is that they have a new face under center Jordan McLeod, who was a revelation when he came in against Georgia Tech in week two, and he really dominated against South Carolina State.
No, absolutely, yeah. Jordan McLeod came in with the first time starting, making his first career college start. As we mentioned in the post game for South Carolina State, he didn't even find out he was the starter till 2 hours before the game, and he really came out and balled out. He had three touchdowns in the air, two touchdowns on the run. He showed that he was very comfortable in the pocket, and he seemed very poised and very, you know, controlled no matter what happened, no matter how much the pocket collapsed. The O-line is still the same out there, still not given too much of time, but he at least had a decent head on his shoulders, and he remained calm under all situations, and hopefully we'll see the same thing with SMU.
It's nice that you mentioned he remained calm, Will, because I absolutely agree with you. You would see when the pocket collapsed, he would actually roll to his right and still maintain his foot position, and deliver the ball downfield. I remember there was the first touchdown of the game was to Johnny Ford, Johnny streaking wide open to the end zone. The pocket actually collapsed on that play, and Jordan still delivered a perfect dime.
Yeah, Jordan's offering a whole different like dynamic to the offense that we weren't seeing with Blake Barnett. I think he's already had more targets over 20 yards than Blake Barnett has had at all. I mean, he's at least been aiming down the field. You know, it may not get it every time, but he's definitely hit a couple deep targets, whether it be Wilcox against Georgia Tech, Johnny Ford twice against South Carolina State. He's been lighting it up, and hopefully this offense continues to roll into this new game in the conference play.
Man, Blake Barnett, he was such a good soldier for USF, especially last year. For some reason, just never got the rhythm going, and we're not sure what it is about Jordan McLeod, but the team responded to him. They are better around him. He has elevated everybody's game on that offense, and hopefully it's going to translate into conference play and especially FBS play, because we've really only seen him against an FCS team in South Carolina State. Well, thank you, boys, for previewing this game with us. You can catch that game on BullsRadio.org or on the TuneIn app if you want to listen to that game with us. Myself and Will Polson will be on the call. That is a 4:00 kickoff this Saturday, so please do tune in for that if you're not going to be at Raymond James for the game. But thank you very much, and we'll see you later this week.